Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 60, Patrick here, CJ Evolution. Thank you everybody for the continued support of this podcast. We wouldn't be where we are at, folks, without your continued support. And I really do appreciate it. If you could head over to iTunes, rate and review my podcast, catch me on Twitter at Pat_Fitzgibbons, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and reach out to me to say hi. I would love to hear from you. Well, it's almost, well, less than 24 hours, and we will have a new president, everybody. Donald Trump, 45th president of the United States. And no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, we need to come together as a country and welcome this new president. There's a lot of lawmakers, it amazes me, that are boycotting the inauguration of Donald Trump. It really is amazing to me. You know, one side lost, one side won. The side that lost needs to get on with it. And you know what, folks? There's a remedy. If Donald Trump turns out to be a disaster or not good for this country, then we vote him out in 4 years. That's plain and simple. But I think we need to give this guy a chance. It amazes me all the criticism that is coming his way right now. Freely elected, whether we like it or not, he is the president for the next 4 years. But I really wanted to talk about whether or not Donald Trump is going to be good for law enforcement. Now, we're not going to cover every issue, but I do think in the long run he will. For one thing, he's already reached out to families of law enforcement officers who have been slain recently. It's something that I don't think has happened a lot in the last 8 years. I'm not saying for a moment that President Obama hasn't done good things in his tenure, but I think we all can agree that it was a strenuous problematic relationship with law enforcement. And I think most of us would agree that it was, you know, it was very, very tense. It all started, I believe, you know, the very first year he was the president of the United States, where he was criticizing law enforcement for, you know, arresting one of his Harvard buddies. And we all remember a Cambridge police department that arrested this guy, totally justified. And Obama got on the news and said that the Cambridge Police Department acted stupidly, which led to the beer summit, the very famous beer summit between the officer that arrested this man, you know, and President Obama. They shared a beer together and hoped to mend fences. And I think, again, we can all agree, and we've all witnessed the relationship between the White House and the law enforcement community. And I think it's been strained, to say the least. You know, the administration over the years, and we've all seen some tragic law enforcement encounters, some tragic deaths that have occurred at the hands of law enforcement. Most of them have been justified, by the way. But I think we've seen this administration invite members of, you know, family members of the slain to the White House and the Rose Garden, while members of law enforcement, their memories have been forgotten, folks. And last year, 2016, was a record year for law enforcement officers being killed in the line of duty. So I hope President Trump starts to mend those ties between the executive branch and law enforcement. And I think he will. He's already got the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police, largest organization of police professionals in the country. I think his pick for the Supreme Court is going to be monumental. It's really going to dictate the actions and direction of law enforcement for many, many years to come. I think he's going to rescind a lot of President Obama's executive orders that can affect law enforcement, one of those orders being whether or not cash-strapped agencies, and there's plenty of them out there, can get military surplus equipment. In a lot of cases, folks, they can't even get stuff like ballistic helmets, shields, first aid kits because of this executive order from President Obama. We all know about Donald Trump's pledge about the border and border control and building a wall, and I don't know if that'll work, but I do believe in immigration control. This country was founded on immigration, but we do have immigration laws, so I think he's going to be a good thing for ICE and the Border Patrol, and I believe that they support him wholeheartedly. So I think it's going to be a good time, folks, and I would encourage you, if you disagree with Trump, and I'm sure there's many of you in law enforcement that do, to have an open mind and give this guy a chance. And again, it's all going to depend on the people he surrounds himself with. We've talked about that before. If he surrounds himself with idiots and people that are problematic, then that's what his presidency is going to be. If he surrounds himself with people that are good and have the country's best interest in mind, then he's going to be successful. And I'm sure there's going to be roadblocks along the way and people that he, you know, dismisses and people that he brings on. But we need to support him because that's what we do as a country, the peaceful transition of power. So with that, folks, I'm going to sign off, and I hope everybody has a great night. Thank you for tuning in. Please catch me on Twitter at Pat_Fitzgibbons. You can also check me out on LinkedIn to search my name, Pat Fitzgibbons. If you could head over to cjevolution.net, it's a brand new website dedicated to the podcast, and you can leave me a comment, submit a comment to me, and get episodes delivered to your email. I sure would appreciate it. You can also catch me on iTunes, rate and review my podcast. We've got a lot of great guests coming on, folks. I cannot tell you how many fantastic, well, I can when the time is right. We got a lot of great guests coming up. One of them I'm so excited about. It's going to be on in a couple days. It's such an inspirational story about the human spirit and perseverance. You're going to love it. She is an amazing person. So stay tuned for that. And with that, folks, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your evening, folks. Take care, and we will talk with you all very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.